T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, rolling into hour two, let's talk a little baseball. I got a text from a buddy of mine who asked just 4 words and punctuation. Nicky Lopez, man crush, ? So we'll start off this second hour answering that question. Nicky Lopez, man crush. Do we have one or no?
Oh, full-fledged 100,000%.
And without apology. What the hell, right?
But I'm kind of worried for him. Because
yeah.
I haven't heard a bad thing about this guy.
Well,
he's only 24. He's from Creighton. He got to play in Omaha and AAA, for crying out loud. He was tearing it up at AAA. Had really nothing left to prove there. He's a gamer. He's all about the Royal Way. He was hitting 353, never strikes out. A grinder by all accounts. This is the biggest call-up since Eric Hosmer in 2011. And not only is he in the lineup, but he's hitting second. So
yeah.
The Royals fans got what they wanted. And the big leagues, in case you didn't know, is a really hard place to make a living, especially when it's your first time there. Even if you have a modicum of success, which he got his first big league hit, there's going to be a book on you. They're going to figure you out. You're going to have to adjust. Now, there's nothing to suggest that he won't be up to the task because of what a grinder and what a gamer and what a all those cliches that he seems to be. And Ned's bought in, so is Dayton Moore. They're both 100% convinced that he's ready for the big leagues. This feels so much to me like a backup quarterback going into the game. Like he's the most popular guy in the organization. I don't think it's really even close now that Kyle Zimmer, that the blooms off that rose a little bit. It's Nicky Lopez now.
Yeah.
And not that Nicky Lopez is replacing a guy that wasn't getting it done, although technically when Chris Owings was in second base, you could say that. But Whit Merrifield is going to the outfield to create room for this guy. It was even just a couple of weeks ago, we thought too crowded in the infield for him when we talked to Jeffrey Flanagan. You know, it's like, all right, well, who's going to play where? Well, Ned calls in Whit Merrifield and tells Whit, you know, we think this kid's ready. And he's like, well, what are you waiting for? I'll play the outfield. Let's go.
Love Whit Merrifield. Just and Shane, I don't know if you heard Nicky Lopez, I listened to his post game last night. What a, as you would expect a young man from Creighton to be, very good communicator, very humble, very respectful, very wonderfully in awe, but not overwhelmed about the moment, very appreciative of the moment, very good communicator. Looks the part.
Everything's too good to be true with this guy.
Everything is great. And you know what? I'm rolling with it. I'm just going to roll with it because he gave me a reason to watch and pay attention to the Royals last night when I had the Rockies and the Red Sox making history. And I still paid attention to the Royals last night because of Nicky Lopez.
And a team that we have chronicled multiple times, have multiple reasons for you to watch him.
Well,
Hunter Dozier.
He looked the part last night,
Mondesi,
didn't he?
Whit, and here comes the chosen one, Nicky Lopez. And my foot is kind of near the brake. I'm not going to tap it necessarily before I have to. But all this hype has him set up to fail in a game of failure to begin with.
Yeah.
And the last thing that Royals fans need or want is for Nicky Lopez to struggle enough that they have to send him back down. Because send him down where? For what?
Yeah.
He destroyed AAA this year and right. for a fair amount of last year. Now I get it.
Well,
the
you blew
Pacific
up
Coast.
A roster spot for him.
Yep.
I mean, I think he's there now for the long haul.
He should be.
And why in the world, I mean, short of what, 0 for, I mean, if he goes Chris Davis on us,
yeah,
maybe,
right.
I mean, you know.
To where he's
but
just shattered.
That,
yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, this kid needs to stay. Because on top of everything else, in the way that he was communicating last night, there was also a maturity about it.
Sure.
Like, I'm not going to be overwhelmed by the moment. I mean, I play baseball. And
well, it's like he said, I've been preparing for this my whole life.
Exactly. And when he got there, he had the right frame of mind for the moment. The moment didn't overwhelm him. He's obviously, I mean, my God, all you had to do was watch last night. I mean, he had Whit Merrifield down the line cheering for him
mm-hmm.
as he's standing over there on first. You got the whole dugout, you know, basically, you know, has his back. He's obviously very well liked. And even the short time that he's been there, you got a lot of guys pulling for him. This is a great story. Roll with it, Royals fans, and enjoy it, because it's going to replace being relevant and competitive this year.
And Merrifield, for his part in this, said at the end of the day, I'm sick of losing. And
yeah.
we think Nicky is going to make us better. And whatever's going to make us better is what I'm ready for. That's what Whit Merrifield said.
How much do you like, not like, how much do you love Whit Merrifield? I'm telling you, man.
It's a really, really great core all of a sudden that Kansas City has.
Mm-hmm.
Between Dozier, Whit, Mondi, and now Nicky Lopez.
And guys that you like, too.
And out of sight, out of mind is Salvador Perez.
Yeah, we're not even talking about him.
Yep. So, anyway, last night.
Just got to get some pitching, man.
Got
to get some consistent pitching. I mean, it's the one thing that everybody's banging their head against the wall over. But the Royals have got to get so much. They got to get better in their starting rotation. They've got no bullpen or... Well, I shouldn't say that.
They have a pedestrian bullpen now. It's not a dumpster fire anymore, but it's
at best
on their best day is pedestrian. Yeah,
which is just a damn shame because they've got a lineup. Damn it!
Well, we can't
have a lineup.
We can't have it all. All right, let's relax. Hunter Dozier drove in 3 runs last night. Alex Gordon and Jorge Soler drove in a couple. Royals scored 9 times in the first 2 innings. They went 11-5 over the Rangers. Danny Duffy was. Just okay. He needed 107 pitches to get through 5 innings, but 9-0 after 2. They didn't blow it, so that's on the plus side. Whit got his 500th hit on the same night that Nicky Lopez got his first.
That's cool.
Yep. And
I like that
the
a lot.
Corresponding move that we were wondering about after they selected Lopez, optioned Jake Newberry, they designated Frank Schwindel for assignment.
Yep.
They are hopeful that he clears waivers so they can keep him in their organization. I can't.
I don't know if that happens.
I don't know. He's on an opening day roster.
Yeah.
And so, May 15th, he gets DFA'd.
Yeah, so.
So I'll leave that alone.
Yeah.
Tonight, Jorge Lopez tries to get his first win. He goes against former Royal Mike Minor. You can hear that game right here on KFH. Speaking of history in Boston and how conflicted you must have had to have been last night, the Rockies struck out 24 times on Tuesday, tying their most for a game in franchise history, but they won as Charlie Blackmon hit his 6th home run of the month, which is the most of any NL player in May. Chris Sale, 7 innings, no walks, 17 strikeouts. Apparently his arm is just fine. Thank you very much.
First pitcher to ever strike out 17 or more in 7 or fewer innings pitched.
Tied Pedro Martinez and Bill Monbiquette.
Yep.
With 17 punchouts. Of course, Roger Clemens.
We've had a Bill
20.
Monbiquette sighting on this show a couple of times in the last now 2 months.
Why?
I like that. Because he threw a no-hitter.
Oh, really? I forgot
somewhere
that.
Somewhere along the line. Yeah.
Okay.
Bill Monbiquette.
All right.
So anyway, How about that, though, Shane? You strike out 24 times, albeit in an 11-inning game, and not only do you win, you find a way to score five runs.
Scored a bunch of runs.
You only got two walks.
Yep.
I mean, just bizarre. Absolutely bizarre. And I was conflicted, but I got to the point where I said, ah, the hell with it. I don't care how it turns out.
Right.
And how it turned out was pretty cool game.
Yeah. Quite a cool game.
I mean, really. And I know that you and I are baseball guys, and I know that people sometimes just kind of have to tag along with us when we get going. But this is the beauty of baseball. What are we, 140-some years into this grand old game or whatever the hell it is? And you go along watching baseball, in our cases, pretty much every single night from the start of spring training till the end of the World Series. And what haven't you seen? What haven't you seen in the game of baseball? But how many times a year do we get to say, boy, never seen that before?
Well,
last night
that's
was
kind
one
of
those nights.
Yeah, and that's what we're here for. It's like, why are they talking about this?
Awesome.
Well, it's because Chris Sale is now – struck out at least 14 in back-to-back games with no walks, and only he and Dwight Gooden have ever done that.
That's the kind of stuff we're
giving you. The only pitchers in modern MLB history to strike out 30 batters and walk none in a span of two starts. Sale has 31. Gooden had 32 in 1984.
Mm.
By the way, Gooden was 19 when he did that.
Yeah. No kidding.
couldn't even drink beer.
He was a freak of nature.
And also, Sale joins Cy Young in becoming the second Red Sox pitcher ever to post back-to-back starts of at least 10 strikeouts and no walks, according to
him. I've heard of him.
I have also, yes. Yeah.
I mean, and this is, to me, this is the magic of the game of baseball, when you have games like this. And you're sitting there, and it's like, this cannot be happening. Are you kidding me?
Well, here's what makes it so stupid slash good. Remember when we were worried about Chris Sale and his first four starts?
Yes.
His average velocity from his first four starts compared to his last five has jumped up a whopping 0.2 mph.
Mm-hmm.
There's no difference virtually in his average velocity of his fastballs. He got zero swings and misses with his heater in the strike zone in his first four starts. He didn't throw it by anybody.
Stunning.
He's had 31 swings and misses on his fastball in pitches in the zone in his last five starts. Figure that out.
Well, he probably has the best left-handed slider in all the game. And man, oh, man. He was so good last night. I mean, it was like 14 of the first 16 outs by the Rockies were via strikeouts, something like that.
He looked like he was pitching in an American Legion game.
See, he did.
You don't strike out 17 big leaguers in seven innings. You just don't.
It was bizarre. Five guys struck out at least three times. It's a new major league record.
Wow. Five guys had the hat
trick. Five guys struck out three times. Something else happened last night that was pretty cool too, Shane, while we're at it.
Yeah.
Vlad Guerrero with his two home runs.
Yep.
First two home runs in his first game, third youngest player to ever do it. And in researching this, he did it at 20 years, like 58 days. I found out who the guy that's the youngest ever to do it. And I didn't know this. Brian McCall. In 1962 for the White Sox, at the age of 19 years and 200 and some odd days, hit two home runs in his first game with the White Sox, his first big league game with the White Sox, and were the only two home runs he hit in his entire big league career.
Wow.
How about that?
Wow.
I had to go back and I actually had to go to reference to make sure that was right.
Right.
Because I looked at it and said, no, come on. He only played seven games in the big leagues.
Man.
Seven games in the big leagues, but he hit two homers in his very first game.
Speaking of the Blue Jays.
How good is Vlad Guerrero going to be, by the way? My God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, he's.
Guess who's going to make his debut for Toronto today on the Hill? Edwin Jackson.
Really?
He's going to pitch for his 14th major league team.
Wow.
He was acquired by the Blue Jays from Oakland on Saturday for $30,000.
Oh, my God.
He made three minor league starts for the A's, two at AAA, one at A-ball, and Edwin Jackson.
Are they using carbon dating on him to get an accurate age?
35. He's not as old as
he
is.
I know, that's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
How can a guy that's only 35 played for so many damn teams?
More than anything else, he's pretty good. And good enough for people to want, like, we need to add Edwin Jackson. Edwin Jackson would be a good guy to have. 13 other teams said that.
He's not transient because he sucks. He's transient because he's just good enough to give a staff exactly what he's going to give Toronto.
Yeah. You get released if you suck. You get traded if you're good.
Exactly.
Hard to
so he's
wrap
a spot
your mind
start
around,
guy.
But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's interesting. Well, there you go.
Edwin Jackson. I'm looking to see if he's pitched for the Royals. I don't think he has.
Cardinals, he did.
Yeah, for a minute.
Mm-hmm, for about a minute.
Dodgers, Rays, Tigers, White Sox, D-backs. White Sox again. Cardinals.
Wow.
Nationals, Cubs, Braves, Cubs again. Padres, Marlins, Orioles, Nationals again, A's, and tonight the Blue Jays.
What's his best year?
That's fantastic.
Unbelievable.
His best year. Well, he had between two teams in 2010 through 209 innings. 4.47 ERA. Detroit, 2009, 3.62 with 214 innings and 33 starts. 13-9.
That's pretty representative, right?
14-11 the year before with the Rays in 183 innings. Nothing spectacular. I mean, he's actually got a losing record overall, but he's never totally blown up. In a bad way.
But he's an innings eater.
Yeah.
He's an innings eater. He can eat innings. He can grind for you. Boy, you talk about never unpacking a bag.
Mm.
Unreal.
He's never been anywhere longer than 3 years.
It's unbelievable. And he's only 35.
Well, yeah, he
could pitch for another few years.
He's still got something left in him. And I guarantee you, at the end of the year, well, he's going to be a free agent, and somebody will pick him up, and he'll go to spring training with maybe somebody else. But when you get to 15 teams, there's a pretty good chance you're going to repeat.
Well, he might even be a deadline guy. It's not out of the realm.
No. He could be a throw-in.
Yes. For that exact reason.
Yep.
He's a guy that can give you a spot start in a postseason. You could roll that guy out there and say,
or for just a stretch drive to get to the postseason. You know,
exactly.
Somebody that needs to add a piece.
Yeah, you might not.
Somebody gets hurt.
You might not want him in a postseason situation, but depends. Pretty interesting. And that's one night in Major League Baseball right there for you.
Yeah. I got to find out how many times he's actually been traded now. It's killing me. Or who he's all been traded for. How about that?
Ooh. Yeah.
Those involved in Edwin Jackson trades, Danny Baez, Matt Joyce, Ian Kennedy, Max Scherzer, Daniel Schlereth. This is a three-team trade back in 2009 that he was a part of. Been traded for former Royal great Jason Frazier and Mark Tian, Octavio Dotel. Mark Shepsinski, another guy that pitched for everybody, Octavio Dotel, Trevor Miller, Colby Rasmus, and free agent released. Hadn't been traded for a while. 2011.
Is Colby Rasmus playing somewhere right now? Man, he was.
Well, I haven't heard his name in a minute.
He was the next big thing for the Cardinals. Colby Rasmus.
Most recently for the Blue Jets, for the Orioles, he got 49 plate appearances last year for the Orioles. I don't know what
that was, a crash and burn guy.
Yeah, I don't know what his deal. He's 32 all of a sudden.
Well, was never able to hitch himself to a team and be that guy.
Kind of ran his mouth out of the Cardinals organization.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. All right.
Hey, I got to, I know I'm putting you on the spot here, but when it comes to the draft lottery, I'll play a little trivia game. When we come back about the lottery, I'll quiz you on your acumen and who all's won the draft lottery and who hasn't and who their most recent draft lottery picks were. I'm talking about the number one overall pick. Gird up your loins for that field of battle. We'll talk about it when we come back.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.